This morning we're starting a new subject. It's a preliminary presentation of a few ideas. So it's a little bit short, but interesting. In fact, it has a few stories, so that's always very interesting. Stories are the best way to explain things. So this is related to the series we developed recently on the philosophical nature of man. Is man good? Is man bad? Is man inherently evil? Is he inherently good? So forth. We went through all of that recently and affirmed that all men are inherently good despite their behavior. All men are divine in their essence. All people are progressing on the spiritual path toward God, whether they acknowledge it or not. Just that their actions are sometimes foolish or out of touch with their divine nature because they're young souls. So this is a related subject, has to do with how we relate to other people, how we look at other people, how we think about other people, how we react to them and judge them. So this is a dear Bodhinatha, like a dear Abbey, you know, a dear Bodhinatha, back and forth here. Dear Bodhinatha, thank you also for the wonderful talks on anger. Since Gurudeva's advice and now Bodhinatha's, there are a lot of changes in me regarding anger. Several years ago, I was very argumentative and would always let the other party get a piece of my mind if they did or said anything not nice to me. Today, I am surprising myself that I can walk away with a smile or say something jokingly without hurting the other party. I am learning very well to not hurt others, even if they hurt me. Good statement. But the problem is, when my father-in-law does and says awful things to my mother-in-law, I get angry. He calls her names and all the worst words in the world. He breaks plates if lunch is a few minutes late. He throws things at people sometimes. The worst is the usage of words. His accusations can puncture a heart. Sometimes I don't even know the meaning of some of the words that he uses. Thank God Tiruvallavar is not around. My mother-in-law keeps quiet despite all this torture, but I get so worked up on the inside for a while or so. Then I am okay. How do we keep cool and not be angry when we see or hear someone hurting someone else? We can jump and protect one from being hit, but how can we sincerely be calm or even pretend to be calm when we see people abusing another? Ironically, now when people say unkind things like that to me, I can be calm. But it is funny because I can't bear to hear or see one hurting the other. It hurts me, and so I get angry. The only thing is I don't shout or go fight with the person. My husband and I have stood up against my father-in-law for abusing both of us. Ever since we disallowed him from hurting us, he disowned us and barred us from going into his home. But we keep in touch with the rest of the family members always. And each time I hear my mother-in-law is being abused, I get angry. I believe I am angry also because I am unable to stop her from being abused. I humbly seek Bodhinatha's advice, for I need to do something about this special kind of anger. So my response was, I suggest you look at your father-in-law as suffering from an illness, which is that his consciousness is stuck in the lower chakras. Accept the fact that his experience in this and past lives have put him in that state of consciousness. You, as a person who is consciously on the spiritual path, naturally want to interact with every person in the spirit of encouraging that person to raise their consciousness. So that's the theme we're developing. I'll read it again. You as a person who is consciously on the spiritual path naturally want to interact with every person in the spirit of encouraging that person to raise their consciousness. So even if they're a nasty, mean person, you still want to encourage them to raise their consciousness. Wanting him to be kinder, we can express kindness toward him, such as giving him a gift on his birthday or other appropriate day. Wanting him to speak kindly of others, we can speak kindly of him. Blessings. Dear Bodhinatha, I took time to reply on this matter because I wanted to sincerely practice the advice given. It has been 2 months since I received the advice, and ever since that day I stopped saying how cruel or bad he is. In fact, I do not say anything bad about him at all. And if at all I am dragged to speak of him by others, I manage by saying the good things that he had done. It is working really well, and I am at much ease. For Diwali, my husband and I bought him an expensive gift, hoping he will be very happy. At first he took it, but refused the gift, refused to accept it immediately after. He left it on a table, and it has been there ever since. The best part here is, we are not at all angry with what he did with the shirt. We are happy that we took your advice. Somehow, we are happier today than we were yesterday, thanks to the advice. We'll probably keep doing this, even if it does not change at all. So that's the saga. Isn't that an interesting story? So, I mean, it's a real dilemma. You know, when you have people in your who are in-laws or in your family, you know, people you have to relate with who act this way. You know, they're just so nasty to other people. And the natural tendency is to be critical of them and to dislike them and to not want them to do well. You know, you're not wishing them good. You're not helping them improve. You're doing the opposite. You're encouraging them to be the same way or worse by your reaction to them. So it's a definite challenge and something well worth thinking about.